Book 1. What do Catholics believe? Getting started with Catholicism. Web extras. Visit dummies.com for free access to great dummies content online. Chapter 1. What it means to be Catholic. In this chapter, getting a sense of the Catholic perspective, introducing church teachings, participating in Catholic worship, behaving and praying like a Catholic. Being Catholic means more than attending parochial school or going to religion class once a week, owning some rosary beads, and going to Mass every Saturday night or Sunday morning. It means more than getting ashes smeared on your forehead once a year, eating fish on Fridays, and giving up chocolate for Lent. Being Catholic means living a totally Christian life and having a Catholic perspective. What is the Catholic perspective? In this chapter, you get a peek at what Catholicism is all about, the common buzzwords and beliefs, a big picture of the whole shebang. The rest of this book gets into the nitty-gritty details. What exactly is Catholicism anyway? The cut-to-the-chase answer is that Catholicism is a Christian religion, just as are Protestantism and Eastern Orthodoxy. Catholics are members of the Roman Catholic Church, which means they followed the authority of the Bishop of Rome, otherwise known as the Pope, and they share various beliefs and ways of worship, as well as a distinct outlook on life. Catholics can be either Latin, Western, or Eastern, Oriental, Catholic. Both are equally in union with the Bishop of Rome, the Pope, but they retain their respective customs and traditions. Catholics believe that all people are basically good, but sin is a spiritual disease that wounded humankind initially and can kill humankind spiritually if left unchecked. Divine grace is the only remedy for sin, and the best source of divine grace is from the sacraments, which are various rites that Catholics believe have been created by Jesus and entrusted by him to his church. From the Catholic perspective, here are some of the bottom line beliefs. More than an intellectual assent to an idea, Catholicism involves a daily commitment to embrace the will of God, whatever it is and wherever it leads. Catholicism means cooperation with God on the part of the believer. God offers his divine grace, his gift of unconditional love, and the Catholic must accept it and then cooperate with it. Free will is sacred. God never forces you to do anything against your free will. Yet doing evil not only hurts you, but also hurts others, because a Catholic is never alone. Catholics are always part of a spiritual family called the Church. More than a place to go on the weekend to worship, the Church is a mother who feeds spiritually, shares doctrine, heals and comforts, and disciplines when needed. Catholicism considers the Church as important to salvation as the sacraments, because both were instituted by Christ. The Catholic perspective sees everything as being intrinsically created good, but with the potential of turning to darkness. It honors the individual intellect and well-formed conscience, and encourages members to use their minds to think things through. In other words, instead of just giving a list of do's and don'ts, the Catholic Church educates its members to use their ability to reason and to apply laws of ethics and a natural moral law in many situations.